Welcome to Jump In Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Fridays, we talk about great success stories in companies and organizations that have done good things in Tucson over the years. We got some guests in studio today who will talk to us about the credit union business. On Mondays, we talk about Wonder, the good things going on at the University of Arizona. Of course, it's homecoming weekend, a zillion things happening at the U of A today and tomorrow. And on Tuesday, Ted Maxwell hosts. He'll do the engagement hour. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger will be here with Food for Thought. On Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks about attractions and Visit Tucson. And then on Friday, we do talk about success stories. So today we're going to talk about organizations that are vital to Tucson and Southern Arizona, the credit union business. And they have an alliance called the Go West Credit Union Alliance. And so our guests today are Troy Strong. He's the president and CEO of Go West. Good morning, Troy. Great. We also have Danielle Bridges. She is the Senior Vice President of Mortgage Loan Lending and Capital Markets at Vantage West. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Good to see you. And Adam Cogshall, who is the Chief Credit Officer for Pima Credit Federal Union.
Yep.
Pima Federal Credit Union. I said that backwards. I'm dyslexic this morning. Pima Federal Credit Union. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. Thanks also to Hughes Federal Credit Union for helping us with this, and Madeline from Go West. So, Troy, to get started with a couple basic questions. How did you get involved in being in the Go West Credit Union Association and become the president and be the guy that is kind of coordinating all of this with the states that you're involved in?
Well, you know, cooperatives are really the backbone of America, and having been born and raised in the upper Midwest and later moved to Arizona, the cooperative spirit is strong in the state of Arizona. And in fact, 30% of the population of the state of Arizona are members of credit unions. Credit unions are not-for-profit, member-owned cooperatives. They are modern financial institutions that offer a full suite of financial services. The unique difference about credit unions, however, is in our corporate structure. Being cooperatives means that every member or customer of a credit union is a part owner in the cooperative. And so very locally owned and driven, very focused on the consumers in which each credit union serves. And so that democratic form of governance, it really keeps the members and the communities that credit unions serve at the heart of all that they do.
Great. We have two of the six local Tucson credit unions with us this morning. And Adam, you're the Chief Credit Officer at Pima Federal Credit Union. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the credit union business and how you landed at Pima Federal.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for having me. So I've been in the credit union space now for about 10 years in the banking industry for about 20 years now. I got into the credit union space about 10 years ago in the commercial lending arena to manage a commercial lending department at a larger credit union out in San Diego. After about 4 years there, I was offered a position to start the commercial lending department at Pima Federal Credit Union back in 2018. So I've been with Pima Federal for going on 7 years now. I've been in my current role as Chief Credit Officer for the last 2 years, overseeing all the lending, credit risk, collections and recovery, all that stuff as well. So
you're the guy that calls me, right? You're the guy that calls me the credit.
If you're late on your payment, one of my teams may be going to give you a friendly courtesy call to remind you that you got to make that payment this month.
That's great. And Danielle Bridges, you're the Senior Vice President at Vantage West Credit Union. How did you get into the credit union business and your trajectory with credit unions?
Yeah, so after graduating from the U of A, I took a position working for the largest privately held mortgage banking company that was here in Tucson at the time. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. And out of pure luck, I made the switch to the credit unions from the dark side about 2 months before the mortgage crisis happened. So I moved out of the mortgage banking space and haven't looked back. That was 16 years ago, and have had a lot of opportunities working at a credit union here in town and watching how our efforts at Vantage West really give back to our community, and have done so much for in my career being able to work in a lot of different areas within the organization.
Excellent. So, Troy, what is the mission of Go West Association? What is the Credit Union Association? What are you trying to do for credit unions and for customers, and or as you call them, people that are engaged in credit unions. What do you call them? You call them
Members.
Yeah, you call them members, right? Okay.
Yeah, Go West is a collection of all the credit unions, 300 credit unions in six Western states, and our focus is really inspiring that collaboration amongst credit unions. Being a cooperative, one of our core principles is cooperation amongst credit unions, and so we add voice as their association, as a part of the advocacy conversation in a state capital or in Washington, D.C. But as we're back home working hand in hand with the credit unions, really inspiring that collaboration. We've got a subsidiary organization called the Go West Foundation, and that is at the heart and center of this Tucson collaboration. It's a 501c3, which inspires the work, which brings thought leadership to the credit unions and really tries to find the common threads on some of the things that the credit unions are doing to really improve communities. And here's a beautiful example right in the Tucson marketplace. And the Go West Foundation, being a 501c3, often attracts outside funders and community partners who share those interests. And it is no secret, the community in and around Tucson has a lot of opportunity. And affordable home ownership is something that this project specifically really struck true, I think, to all the credit unions, but is obviously a conversation that's happening anywhere in the Tucson community and beyond.
And you provide other things to your member credit unions, including leadership training and training that would have to do with specifically about financial issues and so forth, federal laws, regulations, state laws, and so forth. So you do a lot of training of credit union employees, right?
Absolutely. Training and development, leadership development. In fact, just this week, we had over 1,000 people together doing exactly that, talking about what are the issues in communities and how can the credit unions and the leadership inside the credit union really center themselves around these issues and find solutions and implement those solutions.
How long has the subsidiary foundation been around doing its work? Well, how long has Go West been around as a conglomerate of these 300 credit unions? And when did the foundation get started?
Yeah, Go West itself, a new name and a new configuration of this collection of credit unions across the six states. But as credit unions got their start in our communities across America, we almost have a 100-year history. And in every state, as credit unions, whether in schools or faith-based communities or companies got their start, they very quickly organized associations to rally themselves, to collaborate together, to give themselves a collective voice in their state capitals, to learn about the rules and the laws and the regulations, and then to make sure that they can operate their credit unions in the most polished manner. And so we've got our legacy organizations have a rich 100-year history. And Go West itself is about 2 years old.
Great. So we're speaking with Troy Stang, who is the president and CEO of Go West Credit Union Foundation, Danielle Bridges, senior vice president of mortgage lending at Vantage West Credit Union, and Adam Cogshall, chief credit officer and collections guy at Pima Federal Credit Union. We're going to come back after the break and talk about this fantastic program in Tucson that Troy referenced. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're having a discussion about credit unions this morning. We have, I saw Matt do a little high five there in the studio. He's married to a former vice president, 25 years at Hughes Federal Credit Union, Kelly Terhune Neely, who was an awesome person and speaks at my classes and is a real veteran of the credit union business. We're speaking this morning with Troy Stang, President and CEO of Go West Credit Union Foundation Association. I'm sorry, Danielle Bridges, Senior Vice President at Vantage West Credit Union, and Adam Cogshall, who is with Pima Federal Credit Union. So you guys, about a year and a half ago, as a group of thought leaders in Tucson and people in the credit union business got together kind of with a challenge from the Go West Credit Union Association to come up with some ideas of how you might be able to assist people in Tucson and Southern Arizona with housing. And the Tucson Welcome Home program got started. So can you give us the, maybe Adam, tell us a little bit about how that all got started?
Sure, absolutely. So about a year and a half ago, Cherie over at Go West had reached out to the leaders of the Tucson-based credit unions. That's all six of us. So Vantage West, Pima Federal, Tucson Federal, Pyramid, Top Q, or Tucson El Pueblo.
You, Pima.
Pima Federal. Yeah, this guy right here. And so really, they kind of posed the question, it's like, how can we as an industry and maybe as a collaborative group come together and solve some potential issues that we're seeing in our markets that we serve, specifically housing, right? And so it was really just a brainstorming session to begin with, and it kind of evolved from there. And everybody, you know, gave their input. We kind of went down a few different avenues, and you know, a year and a half later, the Tucson Welcome Home Program was born. So, Danielle, if you want to expand on that, you're
welcome. Yeah, tell us a little bit about what this great new program is and what it means for first-time home buyers, and you know, there's a lot of talk in politics about barriers to affordable housing, and so this is one pathway for some people who might want to be thinking about getting a home, be able to afford that. So tell us a little bit about the program.
Well, thank you. I would love to, because I am so excited about what this means and the impact it will have in our local market. So as Adam mentioned, this was the result of collaboration of a bunch of credit unions as well as nonprofit organizations that were in the room at the time, talking about the headwinds faced by so many families and borrowers, especially first-time homebuyers. As we all know, there's economic headwinds, including interest rates, inflation, but most notably for first-time home buyers, the biggest challenge, the biggest hurdle is that affordability challenge and that down payment. Mm-hmm. So when someone goes to buy a house, that requires a lot of cash that a lot of times people don't have.
Yeah, if it's 20%, that's a pretty significant number,
really,
right?
Really significant number.
Yeah.
And, you know, we continuously have borrowers that come in, or applicants, members that come into our credit union that say, hey, I'm making a $2,500 rent payment every month on time. I can afford a $2,000 mortgage payment. I just can't get over that hurdle of affording and amassing that huge lump sum down payment. And the traditional option for that are down payment assistance programs, which are great if they happen, but oftentimes they're very cumbersome, burdensome, and the funds run out very quickly. And so our thought was, how do we help them overcome this, and how can we do that? And what we came up with was, you know, our mortgages generally pay on time at the credit union. Our borrowers, they pay us, and it's not a high risk product for us. So why don't we take a little bit more risk by extending the terms to not require a down payment and do 100% financing specifically for these borrowers that need it most. And that's a low to moderate income borrower, first-time home buyer in our local market. And that's what this program seeks to serve. And we're really excited about creating that wealth building opportunity in what home buying means for those borrowers that might not otherwise have the opportunity or financing to make that dream a reality.
So Adam, how is this this potential mortgage holder, you're the mortgage holder, but the applicant come to you? Did they go to each of the six credit unions and apply, and then the determinant as to who that target market is, right? You guys can kind of see who fits that bill and gets this assistance,
right? So as I mentioned, all six credit unions that are based out of Tucson have collaborated in some way, mm-hmm. and are all providing full-throated support of this program. We have three originating credit unions. It's going to be Pima Federal, Vantage West, and Tucson Federal Credit Union. Are all offering the same program,
right?
Are all collaborating together to provide this loan program to the members in our community. If you have a member that's at one of the non-originating credit unions, they're going to refer them to one of us or to a landing page, and they can kind of choose in which way they go. They're going to get the same service, the same program, same rate, all that stuff. So we're going to try and make it a really simple process for our members, and really just, again, achieving that financial goal of home ownership. And typically that is one of the largest financial decisions an individual or family is going to make. Right. So,
and 100% financing, zero down. They get a local representative who can work with them locally in a local branch that can kind of guide them through the process. No mortgage insurance required. So there's some real benefits to this for that first-time home buyer, who might be a daunting task for them to be thinking about purchasing. But like you say, they might be paying $2,500 for a rent when they could certainly be in the home ownership category if they moved over in that space. So this is an exciting thing. And so Troy, how are they doing? How are these local credit unions, the six in Tucson that are, then the three specifically that are working on this, how's this going for Go West? Is this a pretty good model for the rest of your group?
You know, it's really inspiring. these credit unions are so uniquely positioned because they're owned by the people in the community. They've got their ear to the ground and they hear these needs. And we've heard that today from each of the credit unions. These are real issues, and our members, our neighbors, our families, our community have that inspiring dream of home ownership. And so what the Tucson credit unions are doing here, we believe as the Go West Foundation and Association, can be replicated in other communities. And so the cutting edge and the collaboration that the Tucson credit unions are leading, we really applaud. And in partnership with community, there are so many community organizations, whether employers or community groups, that want to see their citizens, their employees, their partners, their neighbors and friends be able to call Tucson home. And so it's really a secret recipe here that's coming to life, and we believe it can be replicated elsewhere.
Great. I'm going to put all three of you on the spot here. We're in an election cycle. We got about 17, 16 days left before the presidential election is determined. We've got state and local races, which are really important. We've got a fluctuating economy. Stock markets, it's, you know, always at a, seems like every day they break another 116 more points up or whatever. And so, but yeah, we've got some unemployment, we've got some high interest rates from the Fed coming down and so forth. So it's a kind of a volatile area. So here's the crystal ball prediction. What's it going to look like for a young family or a first time home buyer or a student graduating from the U of A looking to maybe get their first home? What's it going to look like the next year, two or three in our economy? And how are you as credit unions kind of focusing on what the future will bring? We'll start with you, Adam. What do you think the crystal ball projection is for the next couple of years?
Well, I will say for first-time home buyers, it's going to get a lot easier with this program.
Right.
We've committed a substantial amount of dollars to lend out to first-time home buyers that meet those area median income requirements and stuff like that. I think for the most part, you navigate the tides. You have ebbs and flows in the economy. And I think with strong leadership, good teams, you can kind of navigate through just about anything. Right. There's really no crystal ball. We don't know where rates are going to go. We've been pricing in for rates going down for a while, and that might slow down a little bit. We might be a little more sticky situation in terms of higher rates.
No bubble bursting in the near future, though. It doesn't appear to be, anyways. You know, but who knows?
Hindsight's 2020, right? I mean, and specifically in 2020, nobody expected rates to go drop to zero.
Right.
You didn't see a pandemic coming. Things like that happen. There's always these black swan events. So it's really hard to predict. But I think as long as you prepare for any changes in the economy, rising interest rates dropping down, any unintended events, as long as you're kind of prepared, you know, we'll navigate through it like we always have and probably come out stronger.
So Danielle, let's ask it the crystal ball projector in your way. How can the credit union help people in those uncertain times and provide a little sanctuary for some concerns about what the future might bring?
Sure. So I think this program, as Adam mentioned, demonstrates our commitment to providing solutions based on the challenges at the time. So currently, that affordability challenge is resolved, partially at least, by this program. But what's more is, I think in the future, we've also built out, as part of this program, the opportunity to modify rates as they come down on this loan product. So this isn't a let's get you into a high loan-to-value loan product, leave you there and, you know, not look back again. We are here to serve the member, and we know especially that this member will need us throughout the course of this loan. So as rates go down, we're going to be there to help them either refinance or just even modify that rate down with the market, which we hope gets better in terms of interest rates. But again, no crystal ball.
For other people that are not a first-time home buyer, you can help them in other ways with cars and second homes and other things that they might have. Come to the credit union and have a discussion with somebody about how you guys can help. How can we get in touch with Vantage? How do we get in touch with you guys?
Yes, definitely. Vantage West has lots of local branches here in town, and we also have a landing page on our website at vantagewest.org, which you can find out more about the Tucson Welcome Home program.
Great. And Pima, same thing?
Same thing. We have branches throughout the Tucson area, as well as you can check out our landing page at pimafederal.org.
And Troy, the Go West Credit Union Association, how do they check out what you guys have to offer?
Yeah, gowest.org is where I would send folks, community partners, other companies in the Tucson area to learn about this collaboration and how they can get engaged. And I do want to answer that question that you asked.
Oh, right.
Credit unions were born in this country. If you did the math, 100 years ago was in the Great Depression.
Right.
It was when people and access to credit was difficult. And so I would echo the comments of the other two presenters this morning, okay, regardless of the ebb and flow of economic times.
You're here to help, and you'll be here for the long run. Well, thank you, Troy, Danielle, and Adam, for coming, and thank you for this great program, the Tucson Welcome Home program, and check it out and see if you qualify. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. Tucson's got a great history of culture and food, as we say, the best Mexican food in the world, and some great sports go on in Tucson over the years and throughout Pima County. And for many years, outstanding athletes and sports contributors have brought some attention and fame to Pima County. And in April of 1989, the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame was founded to honor men and women who have brought distinction and honor to our region and have a positive impact on sports in Pima County, with a special highlight on youth sports and just making our community rich and meaningful. And a couple of Tucsonans who have put in a lot of work with the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame, having their own sports careers and moving through lots of different levels. The president of the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame is with us, Pat Darcy. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
So you were a major league pitcher, and you threw a lot of curveballs in your life, and then now you're in the real estate business.
Yes.
Here in Tucson, but you have been with Pima County Sports Hall of Fame for many years.
Yes, and do some sliders too and some fastballs.
I like that. Yeah, have a great record. Yeah, on MLB.com. Look at his record. It's pretty darn good. The vice president of Pima County Sports Hall of Fame, and he also helps us with Coaches for Charity, and he has the Ross Grouge Cougar Classic in its 48th year. 41st year. I didn't want to make you too old there. The vice president is Dale Lopez, and good morning to you, Dale.
Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, and over in the corner across, my partner in crime here at the Jump in Tucson, who helps with the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame website and program ads and back-end stuff, is my brother, Bill Ackerley. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys.
So, wow, another great class of inductees into the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. You guys had a press conference just a couple days ago where you announced who will be inducted later on in the fall. So tell us a little bit about the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame, Pat, and why it's so important to you and to the board to continue this tradition of recognizing people who have made a significant contribution to sports in Pima County.
Yes, you said we started in 1990. Mm-hmm. That's when the Hall of Fame started, and it went off there. Now, we weren't sure originally. Some people didn't know who started it.
Right.
And Al Tsai was the guy we said he's got to be the guy who did it. And mm-hmm. he was from New Jersey, mm-hmm. and he got a wrestling scholarship at the U of A. And so he was wrestling there, and I didn't know. Then he was there for a while. He was taught school for a while, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize, it's kind of weird. Raleigh Eastwick was one of our pitchers, right, on our staff, and he was from New Jersey too. And he wrestled against Al Tsai, and Al Tsai beat him in the state event. Well, we were at a Reds banquet. This is about 6-7 years ago, and I got Al Tsai on the phone, and he was in not a good health. Hey,
right.
Al, I got someone to talk to you. Came Raleigh Eastwick, and they go, "You didn't beat me. I beat you. Let's go back for it." It was pretty good. And Al Tsai, after the other, he said, "Pat, that's the most fun I've had in years."
That's great. Yeah. You know, being in the Hall of Fame, you know, it's great to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's great to be in in Canton for the Football Hall of Fame. It's great to, but when you're in your local hometown Hall of Fame, that's a real cool thing, isn't it, Dale, to honor these people that are Tucsonans who have brought distinction to the sporting world in Southern Arizona?
It really is, and our press conference is on our website, pcshf.org, And if you watch the press conference, you'll see these inductees are really appreciative to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, some of them calling it the best, one of the best moments of their lives.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch or to go to the banquet and to watch the speeches of the recipients and how many of them have made it in the big time, like Pat, like you played in the major leagues and so forth. And you had the best of the best, but this acknowledgement of your you both are in the Hall of Fame,
right,
because of your exploits in the sporting world over the years. It's pretty significant, isn't it?
We have an outstanding selection committee. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are really good, and they're the ones that get, you know. Plus, we had like 46 people send in applications to be in the Hall of Fame. But our selection committee does a great job. I can list them if you want.
Yeah, let's go through a couple of them.
Okay, Greg Hansen.
Right.
He's in there.
We know that guy.
Yes, yeah. Todd Mayfield, who coached many years for high school football. Lynn Anderson, who has coached high school and long time. Juanita Kingston, who was a volleyball player at Rincon, a teacher. Uh-huh. And who else we got here? We got Dale Lopez. Got him Dale Lopez in the Hall of Fame here.
After I gave you 48 years with him, Ross Bruce Krieger, that was only 41 so far.
Yeah.
So.
And we got Jim Marker, the treasurer, who was a longtime high school official.
Yeah. He was a basketball player at U of A, too, right?
And Kathy Crocker.
Yeah.
She's an outstanding athlete and at the U of A and Catalina and all that stuff like that.
And a great, great high school
volleyball
coach.
And Stacey Iverson is our latest one, who was an outstanding player at Catalina High School and played volleyball at the U of A.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
So, Dale, let's go through the inductees that you announced the other day. Kind of go down the list. There's a lot of them. So let's go through and tell us a little bit about each of them.
Okay. Like you say, we could spend a half hour on each of these
person,
guys.
Right.
These people are very well qualified for the Hall of Fame. Bob Lacey pitched for 7 years in the MLB. Melinda.
He's from Palo Verde, which is a good thing. That's my alma mater, right? Yeah.
Melinda Almasan Parisi is from South Point,
right,
and an all-city volleyball and softball player, and then went on to play women's college softball in D2 at a D2 school, Regis College.
Right.
And then Rich Barcelo, Saguaro High grad, you know a little about him.
I know him well, and his father, and he also won the Little League World Series.
Yep.
But he was a great golfer at Saguaro and went on to the pros for a while.
Exactly. He played in that 86 Tucson International League team that played in the championship game of the world, the Little League World Series. Lisa Bernstein, she's a Sabino High grad. She became a starting catcher on the U of A and played on Condrea's first NCAA championship team at the U of A. Tom Dennehy, well, he's one of a kind.
He sure is.
He's won over 500 games as a high school coach in basketball, golf, tennis. But he also has a nonprofit basketball league that he started in 1988 for adults.
Yeah.
And if you want to play basketball, you pretty much have to play there because the city doesn't have a league anymore for adults. And
Tom coached a guy by the name of Ed Ackerley. He's my nephew
at Greenfields.
At Greenfields. Fun experience at Greenfields.
He's also a prolific writer, and he's won 24 Arizona Press Club writing awards as a sports columnist. Jim Olander, Saguaro High grad, played for the Colorado Rockies. He's still in baseball. He's a scout for the Detroit Tigers.
Right.
And Virginia Pedersoli Sanchez, an amazing high school career. She won state championships from Amphi. She won it in the 800, 1600, and 3200 meters. And she won three straight state cross-country championships back in the early 1990s. Francie O'Leary Hafner, Catalina High School, was a four-time state championship swimmer, and she's still swimming now in the Masters division. Susan Warfield Primusberger, she joked at the press conference that she's listed in the pioneer category, but because she coached at Palo Verde High School, she coached the gymnastics team.
Right.
So it really broke her heart when high schools lost gymnastics, but she became a elite gymnastics judge, and she judged at all levels, and she also became an administrator at Sabino Rincon Palo Verde High School. Perry Sunt Touche, a Sabino High grad. She said she was talked into from South Point. She was talked in by the South Point administration to coach because she was a parent there, and she ends up winning 6 state championships with a record of 314 wins and only 15 losses.
Wow.
Tom Tatum, he qualified for the PGA Tour in 77, played in 10 events in 1978, and he's become one of the city's foremost golf instructors. He's been doing that for over 30 years. Jerry Gastelum was an all-city baseball player at Pueblo High, but he got his fame as an official, football official especially. He officiated in the Pac-10, and of course, all the levels below that. He also coached at Cholla High School. He coached a championship softball team over at Cholla. Art Menchaca, he was a state champion distance runner at Sunnyside High School. He joked at the press conference that he went out for, excuse me, he went out for football, got cut, and was watching his brothers practice football, saw some kids running around the track. He said,
I can do that.
The campus. He says, what are you guys doing? They say, we're running cross country. They said, what's cross country? So he found out what cross country was, and he became one of the best cross country runners ever from Tucson. And we're honoring two local teams, the 2000 Flowing Wells girls softball team. They went 30-5. They won the state championship under Armando Quiroz, and they produced 6 Division I softball players, including his daughter, who's now coaching at Pima College.
Right.
And, of course, the 78 Pueblo High School boys basketball team. A lot of people consider that the Tucson's best basketball team. They went 28-0 at Pueblo under Coach Roland Levetter, and Lafayette Lever, an NBA All-Star, played on that team.
Lever, great.
And I forgot to mention Judy McDermott. She's in our section, but she's outstanding.
Great.
Executive director of First Tee, Tucson Program Golf.
Great.
She's really good. So
these are great representatives.
We have so many people. The secretary's great.
Yeah.
They could always get names up there. Greg Hansen, he knows everything about what's going on there.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about the banquet coming up and how these guys are all going to get their Hall of Fame recognition. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We have a sports theme this morning. We're talking with Pat Darcy and Dale Lopez from the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. Before we get into the banquet, Bill, let's talk a little bit about you. You've been managing the website Ackerley Advertising has for several years and keeping that up to date, which is, I've seen you do it. It's a yeoman's job trying to keep track of all the people. And when someone passes, you are always the one that sends out the notice to the world about that. So it's a labor of love that you do. But you also do something else that's pretty powerful, which is to produce a very quality program for the banquet. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a great program. We get all the old photographs and do a little montage for each of the inductees. And the biographies are written by Greg Hansen, so they're always really nice and very well received. But one of the things, if the listeners out there want to help out and be part of it, they can advertise in the program, and it's very simple. You just go to the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame website, pchsf.org or whatever it is, and look for the advertising tab under Fame Facts, and you can buy an ad in the program.
And that goes reasonable to support the program, but also goes to support the Hall of Fame in general, because it's kind of a dual sponsorship there. So let's talk a little bit about the banquet. It's coming up on Sunday, November 17th. Dale, tell us a little bit of the details of the banquet, of where it is, and that, and then we'll talk with Pat about what's going to be happening on that day.
Okay, it'll be Sunday, November 17th, 11:30 to 12:15 will be registration, and the banquet will start at 12:30, and it'll be in the ballroom of the Doubletree Hotel at 445 South Alvernon Way. Sunday, November 17th, and like Bill says, you can buy tickets by going to the website pcshf.org.
So, Pat, what happens at one of these big banquets? There's the room is full, and there's tons of people there. But what happens at a typical banquet, the one that we'll have on November 17th? What's the agenda look like?
What happens is interesting. I'm the master of ceremonies. I'm up there with the inductee.
Right.
And sometimes it gets pretty emotional.
Right.
You know, they've done all through the years, and then also the teams have been really good. You were involved in that, Dale, getting the teams here, because a lot of these people haven't seen each other in like 15, 20 years, and
right.
they've been together. So it's a lot of fun seeing them interact with each other. But
right.
it's just, you know, it's a good feeling up there. It's a good place. The DoubleTree is a good place to go for that.
Right.
So it's a fun event.
And each of the inductees gets a little bit of time to talk after you present them with their induction.
Yes, they come up. I talk to them. Right now, that's a press conference. Otherwise, yeah. I get up, talk, I mention their name, say a few things. I sit down, they talk.
Right, and so you know, buckle up. It's a long afternoon because everybody gets their 3 minutes of fame. But as you say, it's pretty emotional, and some of the things that some of these people say, oh my goodness gracious, you'd think they were getting the Nobel Peace Prize because it's so important to them to be recognized by their communities here in Tucson, by the people that they grew up with and the people that they love. So it's a really a moving thing. So Dale, how do people get tickets, and what's the program for them?
Okay, if you go to the website, pcshf.org, you can buy your tickets there. They're $60 for a person, or you can buy a table of 10 for $450. And like you were saying, Ed, some of these speeches are amazing that these inductees give. In fact, also while you're on the website, Bill has put up the speeches from past banquets, and you'll be amazed at some of those speeches that you hear.
So, Pat, the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame is an institution now. It's been around for 35 years, and it's a recognition of these fantastic athletes and contributors to our community. What's on the horizon for Pima County Sports Hall of Fame? Will there be ever a museum building, or is there anything in the future that you're looking for that you need the help from the community?
Yeah, a long time ago, before I goes into it, they had a place downtown.
Right.
That was at La Placita, I think.
Correct, it was.
And they were pretty much giving them the space because, well, you know, nothing was going on. Well, then, as downtown started picking up, and the city said, no, we're not giving anything free. You got to pay for it.
Right.
So that's been a problem for us, is to find a place, because we have so many, you know, we have trophies and the pictures of players and all the stuff like that. It's bats, but we need to find a place to go.
It would be great if someone could donate some space to us so that you could display, you know, and maybe a rotating display of different inductees, different years and so forth, and teams, and then some institutional stuff. But you could also, you know, people who are interested in just supporting the organization, they can make an out-and-out donation to you, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah, we get that all the time. Artie Moreno is one of our big donors.
Right.
Owns the Angels, yes.
Yeah, he's and Artie's a Tucsonan, and he owns a Major League Baseball team. I think he's listed as one of Arizona's most wealthy residents.
I called him up to not say that he was getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Artie Moreno, he goes, why me? I said, Artie, you own the Angels.
Yeah. And you've been a huge supporter of sports in Southern Arizona. Again, the banquet is the Pima County, the 34th induction banquet, the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. It's Sunday, November 17th, 11:30 registration, 12:30 banquet at the ballroom at the DoubleTree Hotel by Reed Park, honoring the class of 2024, some great inductees. I want to thank you, Pat Darcy, President, for all you do for the Hall of Fame and what you do in Tucson in real estate, and just a great community member. And Dale, kudos to you for everything that you do for young people and for coaches, for charity. And Bill, thanks for the labors of love that you do for...
Dale does a great job.
Yeah, he does. He does. He doesn't know it, but he's going to do more, too. So, hey, thank you all for being here with us. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson, give us a shout on jumpintucson.com. And Jump in Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising, and it comes to you from Bustos Media here at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.